We live in a world where every minute of our lives, we engage with screens. So let us talk about screen time, especially for children and young adults. So first of all, I want us to understand what screen time is, especially for the children and young adults. They engage on screens for various reasons. So first of all is to connect. Some engage them via learning, so they go on platforms, for instance, like Khan Academy, or they could be at Pinterest to learn about something. One of the other ways that children interact with screens is just socializing and communicating with their friends. So what we are seeking to do here is just to help create awareness on how to manage their screen time, and most especially just how to manage the quality of content that they interact with, especially when they are online. There are two seasons when kids can interact with their phones. So when they're in school, there's online learning. When they're at home, there's also online learning, but different time sessions. So what we want to do here is just create awareness on how to manage screen time, especially for your children. And not only just screen time, but just the quality of content that they interact with when they are online. Children can be using their gadgets, especially during the school season, for instance, for online learning. And they could be using their gadgets when they are home or during the holidays. It is very important for you to have screen time, especially for both seasons, because times are very different. We will help you with that, so please, we put a link to our website here so you can contact us in case you need help with creating a guide for yourself and your children during the school season and when they are on holidays. So I'll start with the children under 5. They're very young here, so what we emphasize more on is just you being there to manage and supervise them. We encourage that you curious, that you also look at what exactly are they watching. Pace them out. For instance, they could be watching cartoons for 30 minutes. Try moving them to a more off-screen activity. Probably just color or just do something that is different so that they're not watching full-time. The other thing that we really emphasize on is just parental guidance and supervision, so that you guide them on what they're watching. Try to supervise them, try to watch their activities. They might be stimulated, they might be overstimulated by the content they're watching. So please always be there and supervise and monitor what they're watching. For children between the ages of 6 and 10, we encourage parents to strike a balance. What this means is that set a consistent amount of time for them when they are on their school period and when they are on holidays. If your kids are on phones, for instance, for 1 hour, balance that with 1 hour of play outside that doesn't involve screens. I encourage them to work on their hobbies, work on their talents. They can read a book, you can tell them a story, but each part of the session, we ask parents to remember that you need to put parental control so that once the time lapses for their limit, then they can move on to the next activity so that you're not blindly walking this screen time journey with them. For children between the ages of 11 and 13, the experiences are very different because they are very curious. What we encourage here is because now they're beginning to have a voice, they're beginning to speak more, negotiate with them, create goals together. Try to understand why they are on different platforms. For instance, if they just want to connect with people, try creating a goal for them. 1 hour of speaking to my friends on a gadget, 1 hour of playing games with my friends on a gadget. Create goals together and bring an understanding of why you think this is important for them, especially based on their values in your family. We also encourage parents to start having privacy and security conversations. Them not sharing information with people online, them not sharing personal information with people they do not understand, them not sharing security passwords, them not sharing passwords with people. Also just how to create boundaries. So teach them what boundaries mean for them. If someone is trying to contact them and they don't know them, teach them what it means to make friends online and what are the parameters of danger and security for them. Have the tools that you need as a parent for parental control so that then you still have the limits put in place. And even if they move to a different space, for instance, if they're at their friend's place, their limits still remain constant. There's a standard limit for screen time. What we also encourage is to just have a tech-free zone. In all these instances, some spaces, for instance, like the dining room, can be a tech-free space so that parents then get to bond together with their kids. The other thing that we also teach parents is to pre-screen the content that your children are watching. There is common sense media, but also if you do need help and guidance with the type of content that your child is interacting with, kindly reach out to us. Set family tech time zones. So a space where not all of you are using a screen. So there's only one screen that is being used at a certain time in the home, so that not everyone is on their gadgets or just there are not too many screens at a go. This will help you in terms of just bonding and understanding your child. There could be issues that sometimes escalate because, for instance, we didn't take notice of that. So we encourage parents to just set a family tech time zone where everyone is just speaking, there's some quality time going on, and not everyone is on their phone. So one screen at a time, if that is possible. If they're watching a movie, please let everyone watch the movie. Put away your phones. If they need to be an emergency, just have one phone if it is possible. But at all times, we encourage that family time should be family time, so not everyone should be on their screen. Again, set tech-free zones. For instance, going into the bedroom with the phones for children should not be allowed. Basically, work on an agreement that works for your family. We at Ignite curate family agreements, so if you need help with that, also reach out to us. The other thing that we also encourage for parents, have a standardized screen time. What I mean by this is that even if my child moves to another house, screen time is screen time. Very important, screen time is screen time. If my child is going for a sleepover, kindly find out what is going on in that home. So what is their routine in terms of screen time? Kindly tell them that my child past this time is not allowed to access the phone. My child past this time is not allowed to be on TV. Encourage that to be a standard for everyone, even when they visit their grandparents during the holiday. I know it is very hard, but the more consistent you are, the more you'll see the gains in what you're trying to do for your child. We'll move on to the next age group, that is ages 14 and above. So these are children that are allowed to be on social media, of course, still through some supervision and some guidance. First of all, what we teach and we encourage is for them to just utilize the tools that are already on social media. Let them go to settings and privacy on their social media app, go through some of the tools, the screen time, these mindful apps. Then there's also putting limits on how much time they can spend on their phone. We encourage self-regulation because most of the time they'll be mobile and they won't be with you. But if you encourage them that at this time, you don't have to be on your phone the entire time, take a break, take a walk. Because now, even if they are going outside, they can choose to leave their phone. If it is a family tech time, they don't have to be on their phone. Also, it's just a tech-free zone. They shouldn't be on their phone. Self-regulation is very important because then it allows them to model this behavior even when you are not there. The other thing we emphasize on is outside time doesn't need to be behind a screen. How this is important is because you notice that some kids go outside but they're also still on their phone. So what is the gain there in terms of trying to put limits on them? I should not allow children to go outside with their phones. If it is really, really, really important that they should, I think it is possible to just have limitations. So if you're on your phone, say for 1 hour, could you please allow me another 1 hour for us to bond? If they really need to use them, they don't have to be on them 24/7. I want to talk about content as the next important thing, especially for screen time. So the amount of content, the quality and the quantity of the content that is online is really something that is very crucial to look at, especially in trying to understand screen time. First of all, what we encourage is pre-screen. Have a look at what your child is watching. Do you think it aligns to your values? Do you think it is something that you'd like to encourage? And this is again one standard. If you're not allowing your child to watch this program here, kindly, if they're moving to another space, also let it be known that your child is not encouraged to watch this content. The way you tell other parents, for instance, my child has an allergy, just also standardize that in terms of screen time. Let the other person that is going to be the guardian or the caregiver of your child know that this is the values that you have and this is what you allow, this is what you don't allow. For the older children that are on social media, we encourage you to teach them on how to block inappropriate content. First of all, let them understand what inappropriate content is. Teach them the reporting mechanism. Ask them to go to the settings and privacy of every app that they're going to use. Go through the different filtering tools, the different settings and limitations that are already there in existence. If they can, we ask that they do take evidence of what is going on. For instance, they're having an issue online and they think that this is making them feel unsafe. Encourage them to take a screenshot and then report. The other thing that is very important is for them to just look at the community guidelines in every social media app that exists. So how they interact with other people online is also very important. It goes a long way to understanding the type of content that will be curated for them. Have them read the community guidelines so that they respect each and everyone's decision, especially when they are navigating the online space. I think one of the things that is very new and upcoming is the fact that now more than ever we need to fact check information that is online, teach them on what is real and what is not real. And in the age of AI now, there's a lot of deepfakes. So take them through the steps on how to understand what is real, what is not real, what information is true, how to understand which is a credible source, which is not a credible source. It is very important for you to also keep pushing and encouraging them to look into that. We at Ignite help parents empower and support their kids, especially in terms of how to manage and how to navigate social media. So in case you're having an issue, kindly reach out to us. So bottom line, in trying to understand and manage screen time for your child and young adults in your house, I think the three things that I'd like to leave you with is, first of all, create family tech time. This means that anytime you guys are trying to bond as a family, get away your phones, look at each other, speak to each other. Your phone will not go away. Social media will still be there for you to scroll. Minimize the amount of screens that will be there. Also, create tech-free zones. If you're having dinner, encourage quality time together with your family. Put away your phones. Have some time off the screen. It is very important for you to listen to your child, because these are the times that you'll get to understand, okay, what is going on in my child's life? How can I assist them? And I think for parents, the other thing is to just try and model good behavior. You can try as much as possible to tell your child not to be on the phone, but they watch you. And they notice you being on the phone, and they notice that sometimes you can't put your phone off, or sometimes they're trying to speak to you and you're on the phone. We encourage you to model behavior that you'd like your child to model. So as much as possible, respect family tech time and respect the tech-free zones that are in your house. The other thing I think is just help your child and yourself by co-creating roles, especially in terms of just online interactions, how they relate to technology, how they relate to their phones. It should be based on the values that are in your house. If, for instance, they move to someone else's space, they'll keep having this standardized screen time measures because they're based on values that you help them create. So the foundation for every single talk that we have here is, what are your values? How can you encourage your child to just respect the values that you have created? Because then if you're not there, the value that you have in your family will help guide them in the next space. Also, just have open communication with your child. It is very important to sit down and listen to your child. I know you will have minor disagreements or just disagreements, especially, why is this happening? Why don't you want me to be on their phone? Seek to understand your child so that you can be understood. I think bottom line is just have an open conversation. Listen to what your child is saying. Don't put your expectations on them without understanding, okay, this is where my child is coming from. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Listen to your child. Seek to understand them for you to be understood.